this Friday at the Steel Cage Medislam, I'm gonna give you a physical that you ain't never gonna forget. I'm gonna probe you, cause I'm the intern.
Welcome, Pewter Report readers and listeners, to another edition of the Pewter Nation podcast. I'm Mark Cook, along with Trevor Sikahima.
There it is.
And, of course, Mr. Scott Reynolds.
How's it going?
Boy, Scott's voice was a lot deeper and easier to...
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it doesn't grate on the nerves like his voice does. It's like a normal voice. It's not a high-pitched shrill.
It's not Scott.
It's Scott's voice.
It's Scott.
It's not Scott. That is the voice of Pewter Report intern... And make no mistake, intern, we don't call him a colleague yet. He hasn't paid his dues yet.
Fair.
Matt Matera, who we are going to generously let sit in on the podcast. Doesn't mean he's allowed to talk. We just said he could sit in for the podcast. So if you want to speak, raise your hand. Trevor and I will take a vote. If we feel worthy. No, it's too soon.
No, yeah, we got no.
No,
we're denying,
no, you're not ready.
Denying it.
No.
Denying it.
No, so we may let him chime in a little bit. That's only because we couldn't get anybody else to join the podcast.
Everyone. I mean, we asked Warren Sapp,
Nick
Donald
Carter.
Trump. Donald Trump didn't get back to us.
No, he's raking the leaves. I mean, he's raking the forest fires.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. We're not getting it. We're not getting it.
Getting to the political discussion
you
here.
You said, before we started this podcast, you were like, man, I feel like I've got no energy for this podcast. Is this just because there's just no more energy watching this team?
It's just
like you and Scott, we got a group text that we have.
Me,
during,
you, and Scott, or you, I, and Scott. How is that? You went to college recently.
I guess it's you, Scott, and I.
Matt, never mind. You can't talk. We'll just meet Trevor.
So close.
You were close there.
Ooh,
you're
cut that out. I just heard him say so
yeah,
close.
Right, I'll edit it out. Don't worry about it. We normally have a text thread during the game, and mm-hmm. Normally when they
a lot of curse words
make asinine decisions, right. We throw in the all caps,
all
let
caps.
let them know about it,
a lot of WTFs,
and but like yesterday it just felt it was like yep, not going good,
yeah.
All right, now you put Jameis in, and then it's like the next text was all right, recaps up.
Yeah.
Most disappointing. I'm finishing it now.
Yeah.
Most impressive. Don't have any.
Right.
Is that, are we just at that point in the season already?
Look, I've been doing this since 2011, and this is how pretty much every season has gone. There was one 9-7 season.
Which is fool's gold.
With Dirk Cutter a couple years ago, yes. And then there was one run. I don't even remember who. Who was the coach? When they were
Raheem.
6-6 at one point, no.
Oh.
It wasn't Shiano, was it? Yeah, it was Shiano. Shiano's
they
first
were six
year.
Were 6-6 under Shiano?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they were 6-6 at one point, and then they ended up losing, like, the next four games or something like that.
I like how you looked over at Matt.
I
as
don't
if,
know.
Like,
maybe
he
Matt
could
remembers.
Respond, but
there
he's not
something.
Alive, but he didn't have his hand up.
But
so.
Josh had his meltdown, and then the following year had his complete and utter meltdown. And that was
the
end
of that. Was that a contract year for Josh when
yeah.
he meltdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah, that's
that
not good.
That wasn't great.
No, again, so close to finally signing a drafted quarterback to a new deal, and
but it's just
Melton
like
down.
This whole. I can't believe there's six games left. I feel like the season's been 20 games.
Yeah, this is
I
a
feel
long
like
year.
I started this season when I was 25.
Matt, can you quit nodding your head? It's throwing me off. Just you're not even allowed to acknowledge that we're talking. No. Okay, wait, Trevor. Convene. He just raised his hand. What do you think? Not yet. It's too
no,
soon.
Not yet.
We're only
it's
3 minutes
it's,
and 50
yeah,
seconds
it's too
into
soon.
It.
We're
going to go the whole podcast and not let him talk.
I felt like I was 25 when we started this season.
Yeah.
And now I'm like 33.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's
how
I feel. And they've still got six games
and I've
left.
I've been doing this, and it happens every year, the expectations. I mean, there were a couple years when there were no expectations,
Mark,
but there was expectations
this year.
They just
lost to the Giants.
And before that, they lost to the Redskins, and they're going to lose to the 49ers.
100%.
And they're going to lose at 100%. Baltimore. They're going to lose
I
to
had
Carolina.
Somebody
they're,
who
gonna, they're not
me.
Going to win another game.
I had somebody who emailed me, shout out Sydney, who said, if I pick the Bucs one more time, I need to just resign from my position at PewterReport.com.
I'm holding him to that, Matt. Don't say anything. I'm holding him to that.
I will not pick the Buccaneers to win another game
this
season.
You know what? I'm picking them to win to beat the 49ers. Why?
You know what? I'm picking them to win the division. They got six games left.
No.
All right, yeah.
Wait. Let me finish my
thought.
Then
all right,
we might
you finish
let him
your
talk.
Point, and then
they're going to... I think Jameis is going to come out and play well, and I think that they're going to be able to outscore the 49ers as bad as this defense is. Hopefully Beckwith is back this week.
He's
got to be back.
No.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, they said they said he's going to IR.
He's done. Forever.
No, really, they did.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Should have got here for Dirk's press conference. Yeah. I would have known that.
No, they were asked about him, and they said that he has not progressed enough to where he would be. Okay, so the way that he worded it was he worked his ass off to get back to this point, even to get on the practice field this mm-hmm. year. The injury, you know, and the freaking problem is that he's in a car accident that was almost life-threatening, okay? I mean, like, we talked to people in the building who said, like, this could have been worse. Like,
yeah,
Kendall
yeah.
could have died.
Sure, should have died.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
not should have, could have, yeah.
He breaks his ankle severely, and it has to be surgically repaired. And the problem is that we had people within this building tell us that there was a chance
right.
that he wouldn't be off the PUP list, or that he would be off the PUP list to start the year.
Yeah.
That was never even close.
Which is crazy.
Why did you say that to us?
This is a guy who...
Why? Because now fans just got to wonder about
right.
it, thinking Beckwith's going to come riding over the hill on one of his steed that he owns.
Yes,
because
he owns
horses.
Steeds, yes.
And they thought he was just going to come back, and all of a sudden it's like now they get him in the final 3-week window. He's even practicing, and they go, no, he won't be ready.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, this is a guy who bounces back from an ACL tear almost as quick as he's bounced back from a broken ankle. Which I mean,
they said he had a setback. They said he's had a couple of setbacks. Which
right.
okay, I guess I get that within the timetable. But like, this is clearly a delicate injury.
Yeah.
Don't even put that in our head
right.
that he's coming back at the beginning of the year. What, Matt?
Wait, we didn't vote.
All right.
I wasn't even raising my hand there.
All right.
But yeah, but you look like you wanted to say something.
Well, that was your one chance.
There's
there
your
it
chance.
There
it's
it
over.
Went. No,
you might as well
kidding.
Leave now.
I'm just kidding. So yeah, so no Beckwith back.
Okay, so all right, they're still going to outscore the 49ers somehow. Jameis is going to have a couple
what?
Turnovers. They're going to score a bunch of points. 49ers
no,
defense isn't great.
Says who?
Me.
Couldn't be me.
It's not Fitzpatrick quarterbacking.
Jameis... I understand almost threw for 300 yards and orchestrated the four
no,
drives to score.
By the
right
way,
away.
You said that on Channel 8 last night,
what?
Or on the score, almost 300 yards. No, he only threw for 199.
Oh, it was 199.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I messed up.
That's all right. Just didn't want you to mess up.
That's my first mistake.
I don't
season,
want you Wednesday getting
honest.
On 620 and saying almost 300 yards.
He almost
again.
Threw for 500 yards himself.
He almost threw for 1 million yeah. yards.
He was on pace. If that game would have went 19 quarters.
Right.
He would have been on pace to break the record.
And the defense still wouldn't have got a stop. I mean, you had everything had set up perfectly for this miraculous comeback, right? Everything set up. Buccaneers are only down 3. Evan freaking Ingram, who is a talented football player, obviously.
Didn't do anything up to that point of the game.
Up to that point. And Eli found him. And let's not even get into the fact that Eli was 17 of 18.
He was 11 for 11.
It was like he started the game 11 for 11.
That's crazy.
Finished 17 of 18.
There's
it was like me in the backyard after Thanksgiving when I was a kid, and we'd go play in the backyard. Remember
after.
That? Nobody really played
after.
Defense. Oh yeah.
After.
Yeah, you're right. Before.
Yeah
you're right.
Gotta
before.
Be before.
Yeah, but
gotta,
afterwards
right,
there was
Matt?
No football.
Right.
This
yeah.
guy. This guy over
whoa,
here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I acknowledge him. It's all right.
It's
a head nod.
Oh, you were gonna overrule
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay,
I can overrule.
Sorry.
So anyway.
So I just leave now.
I'm gonna reach over there and unplug the mic soon. Yeah, no, I mean, it was just out there throwing. Remember, you played those backyard games. There really was no defense. You scored so many points, you didn't even count by 7. You went by 1, remember? It was like 10.
Oh,
9.
yeah, of course.
You know,
next score wins, even though we're up 4
right,
touchdowns,
right,
and I'm
right.
calling bullshit.
Two completions as a first down. That's kind of the way the Giants were toying
with the
Buccaneers.
I'm yelling at my uncle, he's a cheating, you know, get out of this family.
It was pass
you
interference.
Know?
His family's bull crap.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And your dad gets drunk and beats your mom. Wait,
no.
Maybe that only happened at mine.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. My dad doesn't drink. He's Baptist. So... yeah, I'm.
The thing
Eli
is, it's always
17 of 18. This defense can't step up and make a stop when they need to. Last week, the offense couldn't come through when the defense plays.
Well, that's
halfway
the thing
decent.
That I'm going to say, and I'll let Matt chime in with this.
Maybe we will.
It's always something, is it not? I mean, it just seems like, come on, one of the most prolific, talented offense. I guess I can't say prolific anymore, but one of the offenses that has the most talent in the NFL. defense finally shows up. All mm-hmm. we've been crying yep. for is just give them a normal defense. They hold them to yep. 16 points, yep. and they score by three. I mean, yep. is that just like the case of what you're seeing, Matt?
It's not just that the Bucks lost seven games this year. It's that
Did you say lust or lost?
Lost.
Yeah, they lusted over the wins.
New York accent, yes, by the way. He was yeah. secretly cheering for the
how
Giants.
How you doing? Not at all. I hated the Giants growing up.
How you
Jets
doing? Fan?
How Gang green.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worse or not.
That's why he's a Fitzpatrick guy.
Equally miserable yeah. With the Bucks. But it's not just that they lost seven games. The way they lose just sucks the life out of you.
Yeah.
All the turnovers.
That's how I felt. That's how we feel. You
my
know?
My poor mother is watching the game.
I'm 48 years old. I've seen this crap for 43 years of my life.
My mom watched one Bucks game because she lives in New York, so it was on right. the TV. And at the end, she's like, what the heck is this? Come on. I'm like, good thing you didn't watch all the games. Yeah. But,
good
I mean,
thing
the defense.
She hasn't been watching since 1976. Think about those people that have seen these kind of things happen time yeah. and time
it
again.
Takes
you guys
years
are young kids.
Life.
I'm telling you. I'm 48. I feel like I'm 88. Yeah, I met
somebody
team.
At the airport actually this morning because it's Monday, so I was flying back today. I met somebody at the airport. He had a Bucks hat on.
Is your arm tired?
From what?
Oh.
Hey-o, padoonch. Oh. I'll okay. be in Pocatello, Idaho.
Right. I was
Monday through Thursday from 6 to 10.
Okay.
Don't forget to tip your servers.
What's the cover charge? I'm not going.
Seriously, for
anyways, name is Rich. Shout out. If you're listening to his podcast, I don't know if you are.
Hello, Rich.
Hey,
Jay.
Wait a second.
Him and his wife been.
You got one time, no more. Yeah. Okay.
Him and his wife, season ticket holders for a long time. They flew up to the game. They mm-hmm. watched the game. They were there, and we were just kind of going back and forth about how it sucked to be a fan of this franchise. And he went back and talked about the different eras of head coaches right. that he's had to watch and all this kinds of stuff, and what it was like when he still had season tickets mm-hmm. with Dungy and with Gruden, and then watching all this crap that's kind of unfolding.
Did he recognize you? Did he say, hey, are you Peter Report's Trevor Sycamore?
No, I told him I worked for Peter Report, and he knew what Peter Report was.
And he said, oh, you're Mark Cook. Yeah. And then he went, no, and he goes, oh, you're Scott Reynolds.
Aren't you that Andrew kid?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, you're Matt Matera or Taylor Jenkins, right?
Yeah, I was the last one that they knew, actually. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was just you're just going back and forth at this point telling stories, and it's just – I'm gonna be writing about this in my cover three. This is just another year. Mm-hmm. It's just another wasted year. That's
all. Are you
all
writing
it is.
A cover three tomorrow?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving week. Take a day off.
You deserve it.
No, I can't.
Matt, you can't tell him to take a day off. Only I can.
I wasn't telling him to. I just said that if he got one,
I appreciate
it was well
that,
deserved.
Matt. I'm going to say that you get to talk the rest of the podcast.
What?
So that's how you work your way in.
So it's all about who you
that's
know.
Squirmy New
that's
York
how you
Yankees.
Build up.
They always work their way in.
This is, just, this is just a waste of a season. That's yeah. all it is. It's a waste of the most
you know what,
most
you,
overpaid
absolutely.
Defensive line they've had. It's,
it's
waste
a waste
of Jameis Winston's rookie
offense.
Contract. It's
no
a waste
doubt
of all
about
of
it.
It.
A waste
no
of Brent Grimes, too, bringing him back for another year.
Well, that was just a waste of $8 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Brent Grimes didn't want to play football, but they offered him so much money.
His wife said he had to.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I would, too. And that I said this on Twitter last week. I was going back and forth with people. I was like, Brent somehow finessed a team into giving him $8 million mm-hmm. to play when he did not even want to play football.
In warm weather, too. It's not like you're playing in Green Bay.
No, he did not even want to play. He didn't want to come back in this team. He didn't want to play for Mike Smith.
Right.
He got $8 million. Yeah. And I don't blame Brent at all. I don't care about it. Brent can coast as much as he
well,
wants.
Well, you know, the crazy
terrible.
Thing is with incentives, he can earn up to $10 million this year. He has to make a Pro Bowl, get six interceptions, and the team has to win the division. So I'm pretty sure he's stuck at
the team as a whole isn't going to get six interceptions.
Yeah, no, you're right. They're not.
What are they up to? One?
One. Yeah.
Justin Evans against the Steelers.
Keeping that streak alive at one. Nine straight games, something like that. Minus 23 in the turnover department. All right.
Record is 30, by the way.
Minus 30?
Is the record.
For who was that?
It was like
the 65 Steelers, I think.
Really?
I think. 65 Steelers had like minus 30. Unless I'm getting my stats mixed up. Which, if you sit close enough to Greg Allman during games, which I was last game, you got so many stats flying at you, I'm trying to remember. But I believe it was, he said it was the 1965 Steelers that had a minus 30 turnover ratio, and right. they're the worst ever. And the Bucks are easily on pace. I think they're on pace now for 34 or something,
yeah.
Which is just, like, and here's, this is what it all boils down to, and people ask me this question too, like, what is it? It's coaches and players at this point. It's both. I mean, it has to be both. I mean, 2 weeks ago I wrote in my cover three that, hey, you're probably looking at having to pick between Winston and Cutter. Who do you believe more? At this point, it's everybody. Mm-hmm. They all just suck.
K
Can't trust anyone.
And not to say that some guys don't have talent, Jameis Winston included, they do.
Right.
But it's like at this point, they can't even go out and execute. The only player on the damn team who can execute on a consistent basis is really O.J. Howard, I guess Peyton Barber, and Jason Pierre-Paul. That's it. Three. You got three players. Even mm-hmm. when Lavonte David was there, there were a couple games where he was just doing stuff that he wasn't supposed to. Now, I don't know how much goes into that with the terrible teaching that Mike Smith was putting in their brains, but you got three players in the whole team on what is supposed to be, quote-unquote, the most talented Buccaneers team that they've had since the Super Bowl era, and you got three dudes that you can count on. Three?
Well, you forgot Kyra Santos.
Yeah, it could be number four.
Right. Was he perfect?
Yes, he was perfect. And you know what?
Well,
there was not even any question. He just got up there and drilled the shit
ball. He can't kick a touchback.
He can't. That is one thing.
He cannot kick a touchback.
But you know what? The Giants kicker had struggled with that as well. Was there some crosswinds in that state? Is that state known for crosswinds?
It's very windy.
I know it can get windy, but it was really odd.
They call it the Windy City.
Their kicker kicked the 52-yard field goal or something like that. Yeah, it's the Windy City.
Yeah.
City that never sleeps.
Known for its pizza.
Windy. Yeah.
The Windy City.
And it has that Space Needle thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
San Diego.
Lots of wildfires in those mountains in New York, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
the Lone Star State.
Sunshine State.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Peach Street. The Peach State. Anyway, all right.
Land
so,
of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, listen. I think these guys, I'll be honest with you, my theory is these guys are just waiting to get out on the water.
Are they?
Yeah. Get their boats.
A little January, February on the water, you know,
before
it gets too hot.
And if they're smart, as they're waiting for the season to end and, you know, they want to get their boats prepped and ready for the water, there's only really one place to do it. Can't think of the name of it. Can you, Matt?
I think it's like
T.O. Mahoney.
Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens.
T.O.'s
Mahoney's.
T.O.'s Mahoney's. T.A. Mahoney's 50th Street in Atomo is your one-stop shop for all of your marine needs. They're a proud sponsor of the Pewter Nation podcast. But in all seriousness, I mean, January, February is not great boating months in Florida, not great fishing months, but it is a great time to get your boat tuned up and ready for the spring.
Yes.
Absolutely. And
yes.
That's an important part of things. People say all the time, oh, I can't wait to own a boat. Well, if you were going to own a boat, you got to maintain a boat. And boats are not easy, particularly if you're going to use them in salt water. There's a lot of wear and tear, a lot of damage and corrosion from the salt water on your trailers, on your tires, on the boat itself. T.A. Mahoney's can hook you up with all of your marine needs. Again, been in business since 1948. That is the year my dad was born, and my dad is 70 years old. So T.A. Mahoney's is 70 years old. So go check them out. Tell them Pewter Report sent you. Even if you don't have a boat, maybe you just like to fish. Maybe you just want some cool gear. Maybe you want a pair of cool sunglasses. Maybe you just want to go by and thank them for sponsoring the Pewter Nation podcast. Do that. 50th Street in Atomo. Give them a call or find them online at tamahoney.com.
Matt, you found an interesting poll. I can't remember where you said you found it, but it was what quarterback? You was having fans vote, like, what quarterback will be the starter next year? What was it?
Right. So I was watching the Dan Patrick Show, and okay. They have a daily poll question. The question was, which quarterback will not be on their same team at the start of next season? The three candidates were Jameis Winston, Eli Manning, who he just played,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Flacco. Not only did Jameis win, but he won with 59%.
Was it just like on the same team, or was it like starting?
Just on the same team.
Okay.
And Jameis, the scariest... Sorry,
go ahead.
The scariest part of that is Eli and Joe Flacco, they're at the end of their career. You know, they see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston isn't even done with his rookie contract.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people don't know, and we don't know. I mean,
who
knows?
Jameis is the starter next year.
Well, I mean,
you gotta give him a shot.
It all depends on who the coach is that comes in here.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's true.
You know, it just all depends. I mean, and it also depends on these last six games. If he goes out there and has another 6-10 touchdown ratio over the last few games, then no, he's possibly not. But look, the way he played yesterday, I know there were a couple balls. There was one ball. There was one bad ball. The second one, I think, hit Humphreys right in the shoulder. It wasn't a perfectly thrown ball, and it bounced off his hands. I don't really count that last interception. I don't know what the hell that play call was to begin with. Let's throw a jump ball and a Hail Mary to Adam Humphreys.
To Deshaun Jackson.
And
that was the
Chris
second
Godwin
jump ball to him.
So
Fitz's last interception
so
was a jump ball to Deshaun.
So stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand. But I don't understand that at all. That was very frustrating. But so, I mean, he had – you know, he had that bad interception, and of course,
well, and he fumbled.
The worst thing was the fumble.
They're doubling Mike. Well, no crap, they're doubling Mike. You're supposed to have a play call that can get Mike open. You don't have to call.
There's 23 hurts. Seconds left. I don't know if you're going to go back and look at this game in your cover three or not, Trevor. But
I'll go back and look at all of it.
I mean, I taped it. I don't know that I can force myself to watch it again. But I think there were 23 seconds left, no timeouts, and they were starting from around the 25. So, I mean, a 30-yard pass across the middle.
Spike it.
Get you up around the 50-yard line spike. Now you're trying a 68-yard field goal. I know. They just need a field goal. I agree.
With an excellent kicker.
Yes.
An automatic kicker since joining the Bucs.
Yes. Who has never missed.
I just didn't understand that. That was kind of almost like a give-up type situation. I understand. I thought for sure they would use one of their Todd Monken special razzle-dazzle.
I was
weird
for
lateral,
a play like they did against Atlanta.
Some kind of oddball play, but they didn't even get an opportunity to do that. Unless the play was.
So here's the Buccaneers, I think, have been annoyingly close in a lot of these games.
Sucks the life out of you.
Right, where, like you said, it does suck the life out of you. They're 3-7 right now.
You know what sucks the life out of you? Emphysema. All right, football doesn't suck the life out of anybody. Let's be realistic here, Matt.
Got to think of the important things in life.
Exactly. I don't smoke, so I don't have to worry about emphysema. Go ahead, Trevor.
All right. this segment brought to you by
American Health Cancer Society.
Health Awareness. So you have these games that are so close. You know, like the Atlanta one, for example. You know, Mike throws that weird lateral a little bit better. They beat Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They don't completely blunder a couple of those games with the kicking. Maybe they win those. You know, so it's weird to see this from the Buccaneers just to know how they continue to give games away, not only at the end, but certainly at the beginning, too, with how they start.
Guys, I know we want to harp on turnovers and the turnover margin. The defense is awful, guys.
Yeah.
If this defense was the 20th-ranked defense in the league, this is a 7-3 football team.
But they're not.
But they're not. No, they're horrible.
They're not.
They give up
and
almost 40 points a game on the road.
On the field, on the road.
To start
the game.
How many teams get
weird.
Three turnovers a game
weird.
And stay in the game
it wasn't
and scoring 30
weird.
Points?
It was bad.
The linebackers,
it was
too.
Dumb.
But Paul Delgado from Channel 13, I tweeted that about, you know, we can talk about turnovers, but this defense, and he goes, the Patriots won last year with a really bad defense.
Well, sure.
But they also created turnovers. They weren't minus 23 in the turnover
that's
ratio.
That's the thing. That's what I've been trying. That's kind
of. You don't have. You can give up a
you
bunch
have
of yards.
To,
you,
in today's
got
NFL,
but don't break.
You just have to be aggressive.
Yep.
You have to draft playmakers, and you have to think, okay, defense is probably going to get smoked today. But if we get two picks, it don't matter.
Right.
We give up 400 yards. If we get two picks, it doesn't matter.
Because we're going to roll up 500 yards of offense, which they've done.
That's the thing.
Often.
So, anyways, getting back to it, they're 3-7. Right now they're slotted to pick number 7 overall. In the draft.
Who are you drafting?
They are one game behind the team that's picking number 1. There's two teams at 2-8, okay? If the Bucs were to lose out, they're not going to get the number 1 overall pick because their strength of schedule is too high. They have played too many good teams this year. I think the highest the Bucs can probably get is 3. But they also have a chance to screw that up for themselves.
Knowing
how annoyingly close they've been in some of these games.
Yeah.
Because now you've lost so many in a row that it doesn't matter. Because even if they win 6, they're going 9-7, they're not going to make it. Because the teams that they're going to be tied for at 9-7, they're going to have losses to. It's not going to be New Orleans. They're going to win the division. They're not going to be the tiebreaker on any of the division teams if that's who it's going to be against. They lost to the Chicago Bears. You know, it's just – so if the Bears might be the wild card team, you just don't know. And so they lost the Redskins too in case the Redskins – that's the Redskins. And so, like, they lose every single tiebreaker. So I've seen people online, and I guess, you know, I guess technically they're not mathematically eliminated yet, but people online are still saying, hey, best case scenario, out of a freak, whatever happens, they go 9-7, they make the playoffs. I don't even think they can make the playoffs 9-7.
I don't
because
think they
lose
either.
Every tiebreaker at this point.
Right. Yeah, 9-7. I don't think they make it. And listen, you're counting on this team to win 6 straight games. There's just no. I mean, there's no way in hell they're winning. They're winning 6 straight games. There's just no way. I mean, unless every other team
because
doesn't
thing,
show up.
The thing was is that
their flights get canceled.
If New Orleans, if New Orleans was the very last team that they played, or even Carolina, and New Orleans. they'd be okay. They might get a decent chance at beating a New Orleans team if it was the last game of the season, because New Orleans might be resting their people.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're playing New Orleans the first week of December. New Orleans will still be fighting with the Rams for home field advantage.
If this team is 2-12 at that point, or 2-, what would they be? It'd be 2-14? No, 2-13.
No, 3.
They have three wins.
They got 3.
Oh, so yeah, okay, you're right. They at least have to do that. All right, 3-12. How many games is that? Going into that last game of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know that they beat the Saints' backups, because this team is checked out completely.
At least defensively.
They're done.
They'll put Taysom Hill in there. Forget about it. Taysom Hill is going to go wild on the box defense.
Taysom Hill, the guy who everybody wanted Tebow to be in the NFL. Taysom Hill.
Pretty much.
I'll tell you,
if you want it, but what if now... Here's the deal. You know, I'm looking at this schedule, and I'm trying to figure out how many more wins the Buccaneers are going to get. And I wish I knew a place that I could gamble and maybe make a bet on this.
Well, there is a place.
No, mycookie.ag shut down.
Right, but now there's a new place.
Oh,
yeah, much better.
No,
my bookie.
Mybookie.ag.
They built upon the foundation of your failures and actually established a well.
They actually had more than $5 in the account to start the business with.
So now they are.
Once I lost my $5, I was out of business.
Gambling outlet that gives you the best payout in the business.
And more importantly, if you're a novice gambler like I would be if I signed up, they're going to match my deposit up to $1,000. So if I put $500 in, it's free money.
House money.
I mean, you can't go to any other place. You can't go down to your corner booking.
You can't go to Vegas.
You're not going to Vegas putting $50 down on the table, and they're like, oh, here you go, sir.
I mean, you're not going to go see Johnny on the street corner and be like, yo, hey, I want to put some money on the Buccaneers, but I'm going to put $50 in, but you got to give me $100. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Johnny'd also probably get arrested.
Johnny would probably break your kneecaps if you even suggested that. Wow. So don't deal with Johnny. Deal with mybookie.ag. Guaranteed not to break your kneecaps. Also guaranteed to give you the quickest, best, fastest payouts in the business. Go check them out.
Use the promo code Pewter.
Yep, absolutely. Use that promo code, and they will match your deposit up to $1,000. Look, the season sucks. The Buccaneers are dreadful right now. Everybody's depressed. Go try and win some money for Christmas. Take all your Christmas money that you're going to buy for your kids. Turn that into – deposit that into the account.
Just let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. And if you lose, it's all right. Kids need to learn how to be tough in this day and age anyway. Too many of these millennials expecting everything.
Too soft.
Sorry, kids, you didn't get anything for Christmas, but Dad won 2,000 on the Redskins-Giants game last night.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll tell you, though, being in the locker room yesterday, when I was in the locker room in Chicago when the team got blown out, the new guys, Jason Pierre-Paul, Vinnie Curry, DeSean Jackson, visibly upset. You know, they were not okay with losing that game, especially the way that it happened. That was their second loss of the season. It dropped them to 2-2. That was how their Buccaneer team responded after losing to the Steelers on Monday Night Football. And you could just tell that they were upset. They were distraught. They were pissed off. Nobody's pissed off anymore in that locker room. Nobody cares. And I don't even know if I mean, we asked Jason Pierre-Paul yesterday, and Jason Pierre-Paul said, I thought we played with good effort. We just gave up 38 points. He's like, I thought the defense played, I played with pretty good effort. We're just, not getting turnovers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, wow, you're believing the
line. They only gave up 31. Fitz gave them 7.
Sorry.
That's true.
Sorry.
But, I mean, look.
I was like, wow, you're believing.
How many punts did the Giants have yesterday? 2?
How many punts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not many. Yeah, and they were probably a fair catch by Adam Humphries because they don't have a punt return either.
They put Deshaun.
Deshaun was out. Then everyone booed.
Cowards.
That was fun to see.
Cowards didn't punt the ball to him.
Exactly. Scared.
They were. I tweeted it.
I saw
cowards,
that.
Dude.
That was funny.
They're cowards.
They are cowards.
Deshaun goes back out there, punts it straight in the end zone.
Wasn't even trying to make it close.
Wasn't even trying to pin it. They didn't even want him to be able to catch the ball.
He didn't even want to skyrocket it. Deshaun would have fielded that ball if there were 5 Giants players around him. Deshaun would have fielded that ball.
He should have lined up in the end zone and took it out from the end zone.
Just started sprinting.
Got nothing to lose at that point.
If he got that, he was just going to do something. Yeah. It's just the way it goes when Deshaun is at that level.
Don't worry. It would have been called back by Isaiah Johnson sort of holding penalty.
On the wall or what?
Pittsburgh. No, Isaiah Johnson.
The wall's been the best defender for the Bucs.
Yeah.
Because remember, he ran into the wall.
Is that why you call him the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was. I call him Odell Beckham's shadow after yesterday. Gave up 2 bad plays too.
Who did Odell hit the touchdown on? Was it on Davis?
Him. No, no. It was on.
It was him?
Yeah, yeah. It was Johnson.
Yeah, he was late.
The snap. Yeah, that was a nasty catch, yeah. though.
It was a great catch, a really but I mean, it's catch. One. He literally was stretching the ball out towards. I mean, how does that ball not get swatted away?
I don't know. Odell had like both hands on it.
Right.
And just
he caught it at the bottom of the ball
the
too.
Crap out of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so much for the wall.
But I mean, that was the look.
That's the epitome of this defense this year. A second too late. You know, a great amazing catch by somebody else. Quit using cliches, Matt.
My bad.
But a buck.
Ban him.
But a buck is in like BUC.
Yeah,
like a
exactly.
Short.
He's using a clever cliche.
Yeah.
See? Number one intern.
Yeah, don't do like hand signals. People can't see you on the podcast when you do that.
He was pointing to his cranium.
Well, the raising the hand thing didn't work either.
We should have stuck with that.
No, but Cutter said at the podium, he's like, yeah, we just didn't tackle. He's like, the formula was we knew that they were going to get it out early and we needed to tackle. And he's like, we did okay, but we didn't do well enough. It was the same thing in Carolina. The team is not good. I don't know how else to say it to people. The
no,
coaching
they,
staff
they
is not
find
good. The players are not good.
New ways to lose every week. Yeah. You know, and people say, well, you know, if Fitz wouldn't have thrown that interception here, they would have scored here. But we don't know how the Giants play it out
that
after that.
Somebody else would have
screwed something else. The Giants would have got more aggressive. I mean, who knows what would have happened? I mean, this team was not going to stop the Giants. Was it you, Trevor, who said Barkley can't run between the tackles last year in the pre-draft?
Yeah,
he's learning. Anyway.
Yeah, he is for sure learning. Yeah. He's a lot better between the tackles now than he was at Penn State, and that is scary for every team that plays him because that kid is special.
Yeah, he's a stud for sure.
That kid's really
all right,
special.
So nobody here is picking the Buccaneers to beat the 49ers.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not.
I'm taking them. 31-30.5. I don't know how the 49ers are going to score a half point, but somehow they will.
You find that on MyBookie?
Yeah. And it's going to be 31-30.5 is going to be the final score in that game. Buccaneers are going to win by half a point somehow, and they're going to pick up their fourth win of the year, which will be their last win of the year. I don't know. I mean, if Jameis comes out and plays, you know, well, I mean, they might sneak up on, I don't know which team. Never mind. I take that back.
It goes 49ers at home, Panthers at home, Saints at home, Baltimore on the road,
Dallas on the road,
Atlanta
Falcons
home.
At home. Yeah. Well, it was a good 4-12 season for this Buccaneer football team.
Can you imagine following up an extremely disappointing 5-11 year?
Yeah.
With a 4-12.
Well, I mean, if only they had spent some money in the offseason trying to improve this team.
Oh my gosh, did they?
Yeah.
When was the last time the Bucs had a lead? Like just a lead, not a win, but a lead in a game.
Because
they didn't have one.
They didn't lead against
last
Giants
week
at all?
Against Washington.
1992. Sam Weich's first year.
Somebody asked me when's the last time they got a turnover on Twitter, and I said right before Germany invaded Poland.
Wow. September 1939, Matt. I don't know much, but I know my history.
Never forget.
Plus, I'm German. Kind of got.
Oh, I'm Polish.
Me too.
So,
really?
All right. Yeah.
25%.
No, I'm done with this podcast.
We've been kicking your ass for 60 years.
Yep, I'm done. I'm out.
You kind of do look Polish now that I see you. You got that European haircut going.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm Dutch
and the
Polish.
Jeans.
Yeah.
I'm Dutch, Polish, and Italian.
I do not look German whatsoever. I do not have blonde hair, blue
eyes.
Yeah,
but you like sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut. Trevor knows in the press box.
The press box, he'll get his first plate of something, and then second plate's always just half sauerkraut.
Well, I mean, there's mashed potatoes underneath the sauerkraut. But
no,
yes.
It's just half sauerkraut.
Press box must be nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Huh.
It's pretty nice, except when the elevator's not working like it was last week. I'm already having a panic attack thinking about getting in the elevator.
Every time you just hear them
Sunday.
Say, oh, we got, you know, the team's got four more home games. Oh. You just have, like,
PTSD. Don't remind me. Oh.
You just got, like, old prop plant. Oh. Through your head, just, like, dropped bombs.
Like the Polish people did when the Germans invaded 1939.
All right.
Easy.
All right,
let's get out of here. One other thing. We did have a really nice time Friday, last week at Ford's Garage. That was, what day was that? What day
is
it
today?
It was last Tuesday. Has it almost been a week?
Matt, was that your first time at a Ford's Garage?
It was my first time at Ford's Garage.
How was it?
It was excellent.
Wasn't it good? The Lakeland one's popping.
Yeah. A lot of people
were that one. That was a nice one. Those people were great. I mean, like, not that it isn't anywhere else.
I was going to say, what are you think the other ones are done?
I was just saying.
I've seen pictures.
It was great.
No, it was a good time.
I think I was just glad that it was filled out because we go to Ford's Garages sometimes and there's not enough people there, and it's it deserves to be filled out every time. Yeah. That restaurant's awesome.
Yeah, it is good. And you know, there's multiple locations. They just opened up the Orlando location. If anybody's listening in Orlando, go check out Ford's Garage. Make sure to tell them Pewter Report sent you and thank them for being a sponsor of the Pewter Nation podcast. Great burgers, great beers. 11 to 7, happy hour. That's happy hours. That's 8.
That's true.
You had my day. Plant City math.
I had a Darius 11 to 7. Burger.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, but Darius Taylor was our special guest. Did a good podcast. If you haven't listened to that one, it's the one right before this one, episode 100.
Part 11.
Part 11. And we're on episode 100, part 12 right now.
I can't believe it's the 100th episode.
I know.
Matt, how do you feel that you get to be on the 100th episode, man?
It's an honor and a privilege. See? I mean, you guys, 100 episodes, that is incredible.
Plus 12.
It's really insane that you guys get that far.
Plus 12, part 12.
No, this is all, this is episode 100. We're rolling out the red carpet for everybody.
Until
it's a milestone. We got Bucks players. We've had media members.
We're gonna
have a new players have been saying congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. A lot of props for the last 12 weeks. Yeah. Well, 6 weeks because we do two of these a week. But anyway, all right. So no one's picking the Buccaneers to win except for me. Let me ask Scott Reynolds real quick what he thinks.
We're gonna do another podcast on.
Wait, I'm doing it. I'm asking Scott. Hang on.
When are we gonna do another podcast?
Well, Thanksgiving Day. Get here.
No.
Yes.
No.
This may be the only one this week.
All right.
We did three last week. No, we only did two.
No, we only did two.
We'll That's figure
in your
it
contract.
Out.
Right, only two.
No more, no less.
All right. I'm going to ask Scott. Scott, are the Buccaneers going to win this week? I didn't hear him. What did he say? I can't hear him. I was going to do my Reynolds impression, but I'm like, I probably, I started,
I was going to do it,
and then I started thinking, you probably don't make fun of the boss that much on a podcast if you want to keep your job. I don't want to get fired right before the holidays, you know.
Nobody wants
Hopefully
that.
He'll wait till January to can me anyway. All right, so.
What the Glazers do.
Yeah, that's true. Man. Day after the season, Black Monday, I'm going to show up here, and he's going to make me write the story about Dirk getting fired, and then he's going to call me in the office and tell me that I'm also
that
fired.
That would be – he'd be like
– Who writes the story that Cook gets fired, though? We don't normally – when we fire people, we don't normally put a story out or a press release. People are like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? Don't know what you're talking about. We ignore those tweets completely.
Yeah, right. Just went to the great beyond, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. They're no longer with us. Rip.
Yeah. Mark, I wanted to talk to you about that story about Cutter. You know, our situation's a lot like that.
You know, sometimes, just need a change. Just not working out.
You'd agree that the Bucks just needed a change, you know, right?
Right?
Yeah. We're kind of. Wouldn't you say that we're a lot like the Buccaneers?
Pewter Report could use a change, and therefore we're going to fire you. We're going to hire Matt full time.
This actually happens, so I'm going to be sad. Well, then Matt doesn't have to raise his hand anymore, so he'll be happy.
Yeah,
one day.
True.
One day.
All right. So anyway, for Matthew Matera, intern, for Trevor Sikkema, I said his name correctly, I am Mark Cook, and we will see you at some point in the near future after a Gators loss to the Seminoles
on Saturday. It's not happening.
Oh, it's happening.
It's not happening.
Make no mistake, it's happening.
No.
Oh, it's definitely happening.
I'm not coming into work.
All right, anyway, for Matt Matera, for the absent Scott Reynolds, for Trevor Sikkema, I'm Mark Cook, and we'll see you next time for another edition of the Pewter Nation Podcast.